The left side video shows old railroad advertisements from the Alvin Sun newspapers. Please note how the newspaper banner changed over the years. The right side video shows photographs of railroad-centered activities. Please note the long lines waiting to unload produce for loading onto the trains. Also note the pictures of snow from 1895, when 2 feet of snow fell and Galveston Bay froze over. The center picture was taken in 1940 of E.J. Berry, who was a telegraph operator in the Alvin Depot. The certificate for $100,000 of Gulf, Colorado, and Santa Fe stock, which was over a third of the value of that railroad at the time, was issued to George Seeley, one of the first people to invest in the railroad. He was later the total owner. Note the railway passes from 1928 and 1887. One of the passes is for Webster Snyder, for whom the town of Webster is named. This pass allowed him free passage on the railroad. The Gulf, Colorado, and Santa Fe Railroad was named for locations it ultimately was intended to reach. Galveston, the major cotton shipping point in Texas, already had a rail service through Houston. Houston wanted to develop their ship channel in competition with Galveston. The state legislature had a law that if an outbreak of serious disease took place, a community could stop all traffic flowing from the location with the outbreak. Houston would periodically, during cotton shipping season, decide that Galveston had a yellow fever outbreak, and they would stop all commerce flowing through Houston. They could then pick up a major portion of the trade. Galveston grew tired of it, and they decided to build a railroad to bypass Houston, which was the Gulf, Colorado, and Santa Fe. The original depot was called the Little Red Depot and was built in 1889. It was built after George Seeley sold the railroad to the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad in 1885. The depot wasn't well liked since it was cold and drafty. The second one, which was recently renovated by the city, was built in 1910. The artifacts in the case include a telegraph key used in our depot and a Wells Fargo envelope used to send money. Note the wax seals embedded with Wells Fargo & Company's Alvin, Texas. Western Union telegrams and various badges and nameplates are also displayed.